Tá bom, mano. Só uma olhada. Agora eu digo sempre.
First of all, I would like to wish you all a good morning.
And a Kazan trade, ma. Shadowsin.
And I will continue from where we left off yesterday, at the second paragraph on page 4.
Nye sambala panja kwewe du nye sambala jege jibu zobe sangye drupala cho padu meba soge sonam kanji serwala lalen chego van du nyam chongji chewe dhysoya nambu chile bie chena te shinga zamgi kong ge du chune masro shin du chena sonam chimbu nyam bala.
In my opinion, we must flee the suffering of samsara that is to be eliminated. We must accumulate incalculable accumulations to achieve the result, perfect Buddhahood. I think we must practice whatever is said to be the greatest merit. If even when selling something such as woolen cloth, we let the other win by 4 or 5 pounds without them knowing, I think it will bring great merit.
Dandy? Karasungu aras shubina. Ane nga poto we sam na as. Anzu dine pangcha kowe dungye de pangcha re as. Che zan tele chwe kangtub pangcha te dang rengi le ta sing kangtub cha de. Gyangda katsu jige renga yu le ya yabundu sam chengdu us.
So what this is saying is that in my Potoa's opinion, we need to eliminate the suffering of samsara. And so for that reason, as much as we possibly can, we must get as much distance as we can between ourselves and those that suffering to be eliminated. Up until now, we have experienced the sufferings of samsara, even though we have not wanted to experience them. The question is, who has fooled us into suffering these, into experiencing this suffering? It has been our attachment and fixation on the pleasures and tasks of this life. It is our fixation upon this life that has fooled us. And so it is our fixation, our attitude of being fixated on this life that is to blame.
Namo Bhagavate Sumero Kalbaranjaya Dandangadai Arhate Samya Sambuddhaya Diyata Om Kalbe Kalbe Maha Kalbe Bare Jodhani Soya
Train just on it. sendele chaji shenbe lon di nga su tadaba do mandu shindo dunghe nyong chukba yindu sane di gyun zengi sendele chaji shenbe lo de bongu re sam chengdo us.
And so this attitude of fixation and attachment to this life has made us experience suffering unwillingly up until now. And so therefore, I think that we need to eliminate this attitude of fixation on this life. It is like when we go fishing on the fish on a fish hook. There is a little hook on the or a spike on the end of the hook that catches the fish. And likewise, we must not be caught on the pleasures of samsara that that cause us to take rebirth in the in samsara and experience suffering.
That is not mikashi ki tse lue tang ba yin singe de mikashi ndus da tse de lue tang sha ba yin singe mikashi ndus.
These days, there are some people who say that they have given up on this life, but when we really examine them, we see that they have not really given up on this life. For example, there are some people who, first of all, become monastics. They wear the robes of a monastic and they see if they can get anyone else to respect them or think highly of them. But they don't develop any of the qualities that would lead others to respect them or think highly of them. So they take off their robes and they put on the outfit of a yogi, the clothes that one wears when you do the practices of yogas. And they go around, they grow their hair long so it goes down past their ears, and they go all over and they say, I lead a simple life, I've given up on this life. And they go and they try to see if they can become well known and famous for this. So there are so many of them. They fill many lands in this world. And so what they're trying to do is they're thinking to themselves, can I get anyone else to think highly of me? Can I get other people to respect me? And this is a sign that they have not given up on this life. So it says, we must accumulate incalculable accumulations to achieve the result, perfect Buddhahood. And so we need to do what will gather the greatest amount of merit, the vastest merit. So Poto says is that if he were to engage in business, the way he'd do it is, if, for example, he were selling woolen cloth, so cloth made out of wool, what he would do is he would let the other person win or get an extra profit by about 4 or 5 pounds. This is like a pound is like half a kilo. So by 4 or 5 pounds, he'd give them that profit of 4 or 5 pounds without the other person knowing. He wouldn't want the other person to realize, oh, he gave me an extra 4 or 5 pounds. To continue with the text, when I say this, others say it is taking a loss without any return. It would be better to give, they say. Dharma practitioners should not actually want any return and should take delight when other beings, who are like their father and mother, win instead of themselves. If they are not like that, there is no way they will awaken to Buddhahood. It is also the opposite of meditating on the four immeasurables. And so when Potala has said what he thought to other people, what they respond is that doing business like that is only for idiots and fools. Because you're losing in business and you get no return, not only that, there's no point in this. It's better to just give it to the other. Because if you give if you actually give it to the other, then the other person will be grateful, thinking, oh, he gave that to me. So to do business like that, there's no there's no profit in the business, and because the others are unaware that they have made a profit, they don't think that they've been given anything, and so you lose on the business. You don't have any gain, and so it'd be better just to give it. They say.
Da tel bodo me kar sum bersa na, o da sen diba ji chebi ina, sen di ma da samlo tangen ji ma chebi ina, kyo rang ge sheba nansi dende ji che gu su dende ji che gu yu sa re su, ina yang a zu cheba ina, cheba ji ina, jilin gu su mi du ba ji gu a re su, jilin len da re wa me ba sa gu ma re da ji len la re wa me ba dende ji gu a re su. Bena, jadi, paman tu juga, rangi, jadi, nila jebe, bu, tu juga kalah cik tu sana, jadi paman la, jaga thoba le, bu le jaga thoba, zahce cik tu sana, dona, paman le ya bu cungbol le, bu le ya bu cungbol de, kece cik tu sana, tenye ini sana, orang tu cebe Cheba Chanju Tunir Chengeji, Yinisunde, the Ran Gewa Le, Shen Gewa La Gachia, Dona, Ranla Yabuchumba Le, Shenla Yabuchumba, the Zachia, Tindiji, Lotumu Mimbaji, Gigor.
What Potowa is saying is that if you are fixated on this lifetime, if you only think about this lifetime, then it may will be so. You probably would have to just do this. But for Dharma practitioners, we shouldn't expect gratitude. We shouldn't expect anyone to return the favors. We should have no expectation for any response or returning of favors. It's like with parents. When parents have a child whom they dearly love, what do they want? They would prefer to have the child be victorious, or the child win out over instead of the parents. They consider they would rather have it is more important for them to have things turn out well for the child, their child, than for themselves. And so for Dharma practitioners who seek enlightenment, they are happier when others have merit than would have virtue than when they have virtue. They are happier, or they consider it more important for others to for things to go well for others than for themselves. This is the type of particular attitude that we should develop.
Tendega
And so I want you to have an attitude of preferring that others be happy than yourself be happy. And this should not be just for a few sentient beings with whom you have connections, those who are close to you. It shouldn't be that you have it only for those who are close to you and not for other sentient beings. We need to have such an attitude that is unbiased for all sentient beings, whether they are friend or enemy. And he says that if we do not develop such an attitude, that there is absolutely no way that we will be able to achieve Buddhahood.
Tetapi kalau logik mana, 심지엔 담지 대화다 대외 규단 담버 심지엔 담지 동야다 동해 규단 대화 교지 라서 봐 근데 그 세메시 공바 깨도 제바 세메시 공구 위에서 라바 이나야 다데 잠네레스 라레란 세메시 냠네 지겨 말 칸네 세메시 누구더 자 되어스 제자 군인이 되네 가슴 믿음 밤 Semgam Madumba, which was Chadi Aris.
If we don't develop such an attitude, we may say to ourselves, may all sentient beings be happy and have the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. We may recite these four immeasurables. We might say that we're meditating upon them. We might try to meditate upon them, but actually, we're doing the opposite of this. Actually, what is happening is that our attitudes and our actions and our mind are out of sync with each other. They do not match each other. It is a sign that our words and our attitudes do not match. It is a sign that our mind is not compatible with that.
Dabna, you do jiggy, Gazuna, Sawa, Namaji, Tambala, Shengiga, Kongi, Gawa, Druse, Raya, Gawa, Chesonyamne, you the Gomban, Dushawa, Rede, so you do Nation, Kundu, Tomarche. And did it in Rumushuda. Tea me, Jevata, Chese, Sanse, Chisela, Mizeba, Rari, Shendu, Kona, Mundru, part of Dumni.
So as it says in the text, in order to achieve Buddhahood, you should be able to give even your body and your life if it will benefit sentient beings, not to mention giving away possessions. How could a practitioner who loses a couple nights' sleep when they suffer a small loss on their merchandise help anyone else? They are causing themselves great harm. For example, when people offer tea to the monks of one valley on one morning, someone else might say they have gained merit, and they themselves will think they have done something virtuous. But then they stay in a valley or monastery where many people have gathered. They buy when goods are plentiful and sell when they are scarce. They do not sell at the going rates or use quarts, ounces, and accepted measures. They keep on pushing until they achieve their wishes, not giving up until others are left powerless and unhappy and their own hopes are fulfilled. This is not just one or two people. It is all beings in the 10 directions. It is not just for one day, one month, or one year. They do it their whole lives. In brief, they feel good if they do something virtuous for one morning, but do not feel even a moment's discomfort for spending their entire lives accumulating misdeeds. I wonder what kind of a mind they have. What assurance could they have?
Longju disuda, shema wares. Jala disuda, Jimbatanga, Lutanga, shema wares. Rangi, Luda, Soyan, Gobayana, Tangores.
So, what this says is that in order to achieve Buddhahood, if it is beneficial for other sentient beings, there's no need to mention giving away your own possessions, that is, giving away your things. You should be able to sacrifice even your own body or your own life if there is a purpose to it.
니네야 딘상 그 쳬바디즈기 총케레 좀 판발라스 케세아르 우마르 벨리아 심지엔리아 토보게 두산에 토보 예르지 유엔르지 나 니용데르바 데르지리아 토보지리아다 케세아르지 요스도와 다 총케레 좀 판브르 두산에 샤부카시 니먹군 당아 총팜송 다 뺏어송 삼네 샤보카시 니 옌로 니 무고 데뎅이 쳬바 티즈기 셴라 셴펜 가와 두미우레스
And so what Potoa says is that these days there are some Dharma practitioners who, when they sell, when they lose, suffer a loss on their merchandise, for example, if they have a bushel, such as if you are loading a pack on an animal, you load a pack on one side and another side, that is called a pack on an animal, the animal's pack. If you lose even that much, then they will not be able to sleep for several days. They'll be thinking to themselves, I lost all that merchandise, I've lost all this money. They'll be unable to sleep. And if the Dharma practitioner is like that, then how can they possibly accomplish Buddhahood?
No, benefit.
How can they possibly bring any benefit?
Ming lama tanendra, phoven tanendra, khenpo tanendra, chweji tanendra, ming khande tanen ma tanne. Da tuyana dodo di, ene sop dan jikwa re, sop se tu zana nga zuji, bena semjengi, chilo de semjengi pakwa imbeche. Nang lo go tongpa chen, tuyana samu pa tuyana, pike shaasha, dikshaya shor, di minu sop se.
So that sort of person may be called by any sort of title. They may be called a lama or a kempo or a master or whatever title we give them. They are actually just like sort of like a scarecrow. If you make a scarecrow by taking the skin of an animal and stuffing it so that the inside is actually nothing, but on the outside it looks like the animal. They're just like that.
Tizus, meet Tizus or Dizu. Negro Koranji Gera Toban Robaji, Negro Colambro Juban Robaji, or as in a Pula Koran Pundores, Koran Labe, never Shambu Ores.
That sort of person might have a temporary win, they might have a temporary gain, and things may go well for them for a while. But in the long term, they will experience loss. In the long term, it is harm for them.
Benna song da di na benna yu zhu ji ge jie zui na cao wa nang ma ji chang ba na xian ji yang kong ge ge wa zhu shi ran ge wa zhu da di ge shi shi na long ba ji ge chong zu ji la chong zu chung chong zu ji la jie zui shi de san da cha ba yin le min le se ma de da Chaba yinbaya sora, minbaya sora, dine mangbo jitsu saan, mangbo jitsu ruru suyane. Taa dizu la, karishore, shokbe jikla. Taana doji tangbares ta, kalash tangbares, bena breakfast dao jik, shokbe jikla. Nima jikla ta, shokbe jikla ya, breakfast dao jik, cawa sinu shokbe kala la cawa sikorwa. Dine indu saane, shokbe kala jik, tangbares. Tē tēng dū zāne mī jīgī tā, kui jindā tuyān shē, kui shokbē khalā shi tāng parī shē. Tēng dū zāne mī shēn tā kē, o tā kui wē nē gyawā shibu jī chē sōng tā sā parī. Mī shēn tā kē lagu rē shē. Korāng kē tā ngē o chē yē sāng sāng rō jī tēng rē shē. Tē ngē mā jā tāng nē, tā gēn dū yun sāng mā lī ngī ngū rū yā bō chē yē sāng sāng rō jī korāng kē tēng rē shē.
So it says here, for example, when people offer tea to the monks of one valley on one morning, someone else might say they have gained merit, and they will think they have done something virtuous. So this is, they'll gather a group of monks, and here monks means not just monks, but also sort of fake monks. They'll gather anyone who looks like a monk, and then they will give them breakfast, or they'll give them food for one morning. They'll give them tea or food for one morning. And then by giving this, then other people will say, oh, this is a sponsor. Look, they've done some incredible merit. They've done a great merit through this. And that person will themselves think, oh, I've done something that's really pretty good. I gave some tea. I gave some breakfast to the Sangha.
Tadabadu gyuse sakse di, gyunur sakse di, chu chola ma, tamba chu chola ma, zana tangma nyus. Maungpa layang di, chu chola ma, tangka ming silamne, yu xie ni, samaro, ta yu si di sa, ta nge peme cheba yin, kirangzu chu ngala yapu chika mindu sanar jorba, pe dongba di, shinji na xin, samaro, di ji lapsha, chu chu tuk dong sanar. Tongba chuji tu tong na si den si lan, tongba nabu den ni yu xie. Chuji tu tong sa ya di xinji ji rwa, xinji ji rwa, ta kana tongba di yama nan xin ki, kar su rwa, tongba nabu den, ta tuna to tongba nabu den ni si, tongba nabu den ni yu xie. Tene kuya kar chiga dosa na, mi mangbu yong sa. Mi mangbu yong sa tinte ki, lungba, gomba chi la den ni. Tene chala mambu yudu su nye, chala kumbu yudu pa zong, tene chik dos.
So what these people think is that up to now I've gathered all these things and I've given some of it now, but I'm never going to...
No, not think, they say. Those people say. Not just thinking.
Oh, so people say
those
to them,
people. Yeah.
So people say to them, there's everything you've gathered, all the wealth you've gathered in this life, and now you've given some. Now in the future, don't give any more.
Not like that. He's saying that whatever I collected, I always donated to.
Oh, yeah.
There and the future also.
So what these people say is that in the past, everything they have gathered, they have given towards the Dharma. In the future, they will also give to the Dharma for the sake of the Dharma. Or the future, they will not give. And then other people criticize them, and then they get rather angry, and they start scowling at people. They get proud and haughty over what they've done. They boast of what they've done. But they start scowling, so that they start looking like a demon, like one of the henchmen of Yama, the Lord of Death, and they're scowling with this big black face. So then they go someplace else. They go to another valley or another monastery where there are many people who gather there. And when goods and things are plentiful in that area, that they buy them on the cheap. And when they are scarce, that they sell them.
Sosugi, ta, concez yorba. Teje madre pato, uzu tamne. Mitama, logic, semaga, chiso, chick, sem, chicker, migo, chick the sim, mojiba, machaqua, uzu tamne. Mitama, utu jun. Then it could be Rigbandam, the tan, summer, but tajik, could be gotum, which is Rigbatan. Michigan, dinde suudus. Ta? Kanda dinde chene uzugem. Ta kuyo karisi orasin, nye dinda minisi orba. Nye tsongyari nye dinda minisi. Di lama gindunda dinde chedu yinisi chedu. Kaadi dina taani. En dinde chedu uz.
And then the way that they do business is that they don't follow the accepted prices. Like in a region, there might be accepted prices for various goods and services, but they don't follow these, and they set their own prices. And then they insist that they get their prices, and they won't sell anything until they get the prices. They do everything they can to make the other people unhappy and depressed. They're so insistent about it that they won't give up until the other people have just been worn down and give in. They think of various ways that they can do this. They're very clever, and they try to think of the cleverest ways that they can possibly get what they want. And so by following this, they do everything they can to make other people unhappy, to make other people really disappointed from their debts. And then they say to themselves, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for the benefit of the gurus and the sangha.
Dinje ge lega che dengi di miji de ni ni mares ane ane son son zinu de miji de ju ju no ata ke lega che ade re ju ju no bos la ga ju zen de pa zit de yim ta ta di ku chong ge du san mi ri ri ni ri la de chi yo mares Midden in the Chibu Maras. Ah, on the chore, Tamsene, Mikandish Leona, Lumbadan, Mikasis Leona, Telokurbe, Nimatawaras, Tenesi, Teddy Oris, Teddy the Abu Maras. Miss Amalog, the disturb, the Sembi, disturbs and adab, Sampa Chukjum, the Abu Maras. Tan and Singi, Nimaji, the Nini Maras, Mizzi Shibuti, Legatende, the Jangachan, De Oris, De Abu Maras.
So this is just an example. When people do this sort of job, they don't just do it just for one day or not. They don't do it to just one or two people. It is to all beings in those 10 directions. This means, when saying it's for all beings in the 10 directions, this means that they don't do it to just one or two people. It's whoever comes, any being who comes, they do the same thing. Treat them in the same way every day. They do everything they can to get what they want, and they end up depressing or disturbing and upsetting other people. And this is not good. When they do this, they don't do it for just one day or one or two days. They do it for their entire lives. And this is not good.
Shobe jilia, Dwa. Da Shobe jilia, Kandun ji chene, Dwa. Kandun dosian, da tiri, ne Kandun doing Yamlin chain, cheche, Lord Devo chene. Da do you some tendy loose?
So the main point is that when we do something virtuous, for example, we get up the morning and we recite some prayers or we do some practice. We think to ourselves, oh, I did some practice, I recited some prayers, and we feel good about it. But if we spend our entire lives doing misdeeds, then we don't feel bad about it at all. And so Potoa wonders what sort of mind, what sort of heart these people have, what sort of assurance can they have?
Ngāi nāpa jī tāndō jī shiān rūpa nō. Tēne shūng jī nā, dī tā lā dēng zīn dē bē wāng dō sūng lūk dī, dīkba rāng shī mē bār chā wā tā jī mē, dīkba lā nā mī cē chī mā ngē sōng sūng dō kē wā yāng tāng būr mā tū, tū yāng mā sām, tē wē cēn dī lā yāng tāng ngē dā chī mē dō ngē lā mā dzēn bār. Nor tu ma chi yong yong zha na lu so che tam chi te la por nyu ban di na ngin je we yu du nge ki ne ju la ne ba cha tar tu ba di yin bar du.
To continue reading from the text, the way that they have come under the control of ego clinging and desire, there's no need to speak of them being liberated in the misdeeds lack of inherent existence. First of all, they haven't even heard that misdeeds ripen as rebirth in the three lower realms in the next life. Even if they have heard, they do not think of it. Instead, without shrinking from ill repute in this life and suffering in the next, they are able to sacrifice everything, their body, life, and dharma. If it seems they might gain some riches, they deserve our compassion. That is the epitome of wallowing in the causes of suffering.
Tati gharisung urasana, tati nisa, tati kub didu sanay da, kub didu sanay, bodowe kub la re, tati nisi kub, jizo tati gharisung kub didu sanay re, tati nisi gyawang mikyu doji kub, tizu kub li ya, tati chueba tizu min dham dhamma, mungu yo re. Min gharisung, chueji saya, jikche, chubdob saya. Ani jizun, tamji khenpa. Taa tene kuji da chugu saya warwa, kuji da chugu saya de tezi khenpa arwishu. Taa nam yu kui yangsi tela kuji sa warwa. Taa karzwe, kuji saya de khuranga yangsi tela kuji sa warwa. Chugu saya de khuranga da chuban rwa chikre sa ta. Kusung tu juba senang da, tadi dia juga senang, dia leh cukus. Dia ni jauh orang bos senang lor da. Cadang cembur leh senang lor.
Now what this saying here is that at that time, at the time of Potowa, and also at the time of Mikyo Dorje, there are various different titles that were given to Dharma practitioners. Sometimes they are called practitioners, sometimes they are called siddhas, or they are called jetsun, the venerable yogis. They would be called the omniscient. They might be called incarnations or tulkus. So here, incarnations and tulkus are a little bit different. The incarnation would be like the rebirth of a being, and the tulku would be like the emanation of their body, speech, and mind. Or they would be called the lords of victors, the gyawans, or they would be called the chatangcheras, or they'd be given various other titles.
Tāna jīngi ramjamba sāru, tē ādi scholar rwa, tē kheba ramjamba sāru, pēnchen mūnrā sūmba sāru, pēnchen mūnrā gyaba sāru, tā tēnē mīng dāmbra māngbō tā shuāras.
Or they and so they would be called Rabjampas, which is like saying a doctor, that they have a doctorate. Or it'd be, they would be called the Panditas who have memorized 300,000 shlokas or stanzas, or Panditas who have memorized 3 million stanzas.
Tadi zolim ingkar deh tanah macamana, tension dah, debat cilu, tension cilu dah, debat cilu. Tela samlo tangbi na, kasih di bawah rezim yang bercakap tadi mesti lebih sana, jadi kasih di bawah di korang kasih je tunjuk tu si tuan, tuan. Tokju dunia musuh bercakap, korang kor, cuni musuh tu dah rana ya, kiri dunia tu dibuat tak, kerjanya, pasal susah res, 디베게 남미 세치마 남미 동해 용거래 세하지 당봉에는 고민도 없어 믿으세요 야보지 고민도 없어 코나야 디초라 삼바당민도 없어
So whatever title these people have, no matter how great it is, they, when we see how much clinging they have to reality, to truth, how much clinging, how much ego clinging they have, then as it says here, there's no need to speak of them being liberated in the misdeeds, lack of inherent existence. What this means is that there's no need to speak about them realizing that misdeeds are empty. And then that liberate, then together with that realization, there would come liberation. There's no need to mention that. There's forget about them realizing that the misdeeds don't have inherent existence. When we look at it, first of all, they haven't even heard that misdeeds ripen as rebirth in the three lower realms in this life. They don't even know. They haven't heard this. That they ripen. Even if they have heard of this, they do not think about it. So that is enough for this morning. So next we'll recite the aspiration for the stages of the path, which is on page 341 of the English book. And then we will have meditation. So yesterday we meditated for 10 minutes, but though meditating, we weren't able to meditate and couldn't help from falling asleep. If we tried to meditate, many were unable to withstand sleep. And so for that reason, today we will meditate for 5 minutes.
And tell a simtage. And a Dachimbo Yungdone, Andy Dachimbo Yungdo Yungatella Semde, Dachim Jujo don't tell my Rimji Sim, my Char Char Tang, to see him.
So today, please meditate focusing on the sound of the singing bowl. Tomorrow we will focus on the breath. And so today, focus on the continuous sound of the singing bowl. And as that sound gets larger, focus on that sound growing larger. As that sound grows softer, then let your mind also become more and more subtle. So the stick, I can use it to play the singing bowl. Or I can also use it to throw at anyone who gets who falls asleep. It's uncertain who it's going to land on.
Daddy, what?